Simon Rachel Gimel Siftalin. Bishasa Kinyan, Yeshua the Baruch, Al Bishadayel and Ishtamish Behem. So the correct time to make the Baruch is not when you use it, but when you buy it. So you do the Kinyan, and that's enough. Shana Baruch, Al Yidei Simcha Salev, Shu Samech, Bikiniyasa. So when you buy something new, so you make a Baruch, you feel excitement that you got it. So that's really the time to make the Baruch. And and when you actually put on the garments, you make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Okay.
So you're not
samech
on Malbish Arumim and
Berachas Hashachar? Well, actually, we'll touch on that. Okay. So the Mishabura Yudzayim, Bishas HaKaninyim. V'davkim kon beged sheroy lelob shetekev. This halacha, you make a bracha. B'shas Kinyan is only a garment which is ready to wear off of the shelf. If a person purchased something which is not ready to wear yet, it has to be tailored or fixed in some way, or an item which a person bought which is chashuv enough that he has to make a bracha on it, but it can't be used yet until you have another step in the process. Rak shesarach litein l'uman l'sakin, you have to give it to somebody to fix it. Then lo yivar shechiyan v'atshor sheyilbish habeged or yishtabish b'kli. Then you make the bracha. You wait with the shechiyanu until the time that you're going to wear the garment, or you use the kli. And the proper time is once you put on the beged, you would say the bracha of Shechiyanu. Fine, take a look over here in the Sharet Tzion and Chaf Aleph. So this is this differentiates that we're saying that the only time you make a bracha when you buy it is something which is ready to use as is. So Magen Avraham, Roshon, Derechaim, etc. Deloy Katas. Shemistapek Linyan Bayis. He says, regards to a house, Shliborach Achikba Mezuza. Mechelin Yakelim, Shishikim Tvila, Achitulim, Shirim Lishamish Behem. So you buy a Kelim which is used for food, we said you make a bracha, well, but it's not ready to use until you table it. A house, you're not supposed to live in the house, you have a Chiv to put up a Mezuza. So that's what he presents as a question. Kamegir presents as a question. In other words, this is different than the other tikkunim that the Magen Avraham is talking about, which are physical tikkunim. This is a spiritual process. So is that called, we say you make a bracha when you buy it, even though you haven't worn it yet, but only if it's ready to use. So it's better ready to use. I have mitzvah to do to it. Okay. So that's your Kamegir Safik. Fine. So now you make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Harukadim Shechiyanu. So in a case where that we said that something's not ready to use until you have to fix it, whatever it is, tailor it, whatever it might be. So it comes as not ready to use as is. So there, if it is ready to use it, you make a bracha as soon as you buy it, before you put it on. So the Mechaber says you make a bracha of Shechiyanu when you buy it, and Malbish Arumim when you put it on. But over here, he's not making the Shechiyanu right away until he puts it on. So now, what's the order? Is it Malbish Arumim or Shechiyanu or vice versa? So the Mechaber says that the Malbish Arumim is before the Shechiyanu. If you're putting it on in the morning,
no,
Sammy. So I'm going to ask you to please not call out the people during the show, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so so in that situation, even though really the Shech, the Mabish Arumim really should go first, but since in general we have a Chiyuv and say Mabish Arumim every morning, but we for whatever reason have undertaken a minhag to be mesadar in the Beis HaKnesses. So this chiyuv of Malbisha Rumim on this new beged is included in that chiyuv, which the meaning is to wait until you go to your Beis HaKnesses, whereas the Shekhar Yonu, you would say right away as soon as you put it on. For some reason or other, I have not seen people make the bracha Malbisha Rumim on a new beged. I have even seen people make a Shekhar Yonu. I have not seen people make say Malbisha Rumim on a new beged. I'm not sure why. One interesting point over here in the Moshev Dirshu, if a person buys, let's say, a few he's a chassan, so he goes to the store and he buys, you know, two or three suits, you know, the Bahachasa suit and the Shavrocha suit, whatever it is, you know, parents are saying, we're investing money now, let's just buy everything you need right now, and you'll have it last, you know, last for a while. So you won't have to worry about that. So in that situation, now, but they all have to be tailored, etc. So you can't make them b'shas a kinyan. Theoretically, he made a kinyan at all three right now when he paid for it, so he'd make the bracha, but none of them are ready to wear. Now, one of them is tailored, and he puts that first that one on first. The Shekhar Yonu that he says, he brings over here from the Kal V'Chaim, the Shekhar Yonu that he says, then also works for the other two suits that he's not wearing right now. Because that's the Iker Chiyuv is B'shas Kaniyah, which would have been one bracha for all three. We're sort of delaying the bracha of Shas Kaniyah until Shas Levisha. But now it's the bracha of Shas Kaniyah, which is one bracha for all three. So, but he says that you should definitely have in mind that specifically when he says the Shekhar Yonu, he's having in mind to include the other two suits as well. Other garments as well. Okay. Fine. Okay. Sifhei. Kana kelim shemisham shebehen hu b'nei beisoy. If he bought something which is not a garment, the garment is that's for the individual himself, but this is for the whole family. So then the bracha is mavorach atevei meitiv. Im nosa lo b'matana mavorach atevei meitiv. Shitai b'loi b'la nosin. The recipient makes a tevei meitiv because he benefits. He has the item, the recipient, and there's a benefit to the nosin. The nosin is who obviously had the desire to give it, fulfilled his usage of the item by giving it. Okay. Whatever his reason why he was motivated to do that, but he obviously was motivated to do that either because he felt he was helping the poor person or because he wanted the chashiv was giving him a ton to a choshev person. Either way, he wanted to give it, and that was fulfilled. So, going back to the case of the chosin and the kala, the kala should say tevei meitiv. What we're saying over here. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, your test. Who b'nei beisoy? I'm a kohen kelim loy b'kelim b'nei beisoy. If he bought something which was individualized, and each individual, so he has something for himself and something else for the family. B'varach hashalosh shechi yano. B'varachah b'nei beisoy. Atay b'meitim. So he purchased two of the items, one for himself and one for the family. So he makes a Shekhar Yonu on what he bought for himself. He makes a Tevei Meitiv what he bought for the family. The Toivu L'Didei Shezocha Shiyu B'nei Beisim U'Mulubashim B'al Bushi Kavit Tevei Meitiv L'Akrini Heim B'nei Beisim Shenehenim B'Toy B'Zoy. So what's the Tevei Meitiv? He feels good that he's providing for his family in an appropriate way. And it's good for them that they have the item. Okay, now v'dafkim kana b'shvil ishto b'zara. This is only if he bought it for the family. Kana b'shvil avdo b'shivchosoi. He bought it for his servants. So even though they're benefiting, and he's like taking, he's benefiting, taking care of his servant, well, he doesn't look like that. Lo mikitov li today. That because the marchal them biskaron shemigil lehem, and lo shagam hu mishdamish b'kelim al oil. It's more along the lines that this is part of his financial, part of the, when he buys the servants, he enters into financial obligations. He's fulfilling his financial obligations to provide food. So it's not, there's not a, an element of type over there by a family, even though he has maybe a lot of responsibility to make sure his family has food. That's not his intent. His intent is he wants to take care of his family. Whereas over here, by the habit and the shivcha, it's much more, we're much more inclined that his intent is he wants to fulfill his financial obligation, not that he has this burning desire to make sure that people have food. Okay. Unless it's the situation where he's actually using it, so then obviously it's a tovah made.
Like, for what you're using
it. He's also using this item, whatever the item is.
The owner of the slaves?
Yeah. B'matana. If a person received it as a matana, he makes a tovah made. Haino dafka kelar by begarim. It has to be that he's receiving something that's significant enough to him that he feels excited about it. But not money. When a person receives money as a present, usually it's because he's impoverished and he needs people to give him money to help him out. So that creates an element of embarrassment in the process. See, he doesn't feel sameach that he should make a bracha to Tevei Meitiv. So what's the Tevei Meitiv? It's good for him, it's good for the recipient says the bracha, Tevei Meitiv, because it's good for him to receive it, and it's good for somebody else to give it. Why? Shema Mekabel Oni, if the receiver is an Oni, who Tevei Leinoisin, so the Oni says, wow, it's good for me, I have money now. It's also good for the Noisin, because he got a mitzvah. Shiziko, Hashem is Baruch Lasis Toko. The Bereshit was allowed the giver to fulfill the mitzvah of Toko. Okay. Now, Vimi Hamakabal Asher, if however the recipient is rich, to not get in the mitzvah of Toko, Semeach Anoisim Shamakabal Mimenu, Havetabakabal Anoisim, but the more it introduces an idea that by a person of stature accepting a matana, something he does not normally do, and when he does, it makes the giver feel very good that this very chasher person accepted a matana from me. So that generates a toiva for the giver as well. The more actually says it, that it can be worth, have a value of money. People would pay to hire somebody to convince this person to accept a gift from them. Or said you can use it for kedushin purposes. A adam chashev can mekadosh a woman by accepting her gift. It's saying it's seder. I'm mekadosh you. He's mekadosh a woman with the benefit that you got that I accepted a gift from you. So I'm giving benefit, the benefit of accepting a gift. So you see, such a sword. Now, there's, however, Achrayim would disagree with this psak. Okay, and they argue. The female scholars of Gemara, they don't know he's going to brachu zul ki imit, but the islu lachrini gam kain teva gashmas. It has to be that the benefit is a physical benefit as opposed to emotional, spiritual benefit. So the person who got it, he got something physical. The person who gave it got something spiritual. So you don't say Tevei Meitiv on that, you say Shechiyam. Some say no. We still pass it to Shechiyam. The Baruch Baruch is below Shechiyon. So the Baruch will be Atayba Meit, not Shechiyon. The Ma'is in there, the Tabi Yosalinuk, but the Baruch Baruch is Shechiyon, the Baruch is Atayb, because Shabriyarna be Allah. So Mr. Burr says, between the two options, it would make more sense to make a Shechiyon, not a Tabi Meit. Okay. That they make arrangements that young orphaned people they'll pair up with different people in the city will take responsibility to clothe the child. So we hear the Tov Meitiv is well saying it's, he got it, it's Tov. The Meitiv is, well, we're saying, until now we're saying the Meitiv is because the giver got something out of it. Well, that's the spiritual, he got it. Over here, there is a Tov Meitiv, he's sharing the Simcha with all of the other people who are receiving something. Many other young men have received this benefit as well. Once you make a Tov Meitiv, you don't say Shechiyon. Okay. So the Sharetzin in Chof Ches compares it to the case of there are multiple brothers. Each brother says a Tov Meitiv because it was good for him, and there was a Tov with other people as well. Even though what they're getting is different, each one's getting their own thing. So over here also, that's the Sharetzin in Sivkot and Chof Ches points that out. Okay. The tale of the Bir Alok over here. So the Shulchan Aruch said you'd say, but a case of a giver and a receiver, the receiver says Hatoba Meitiv, because he got benefit, and he gave benefit to the giver that the giver was able to give. Whether it's an Oni or an Osher. So the Bir Alok, she Tabra Lerbalin, I said, I'm Mir Shabur, the Tama Dabur. He questions it. So far, so good. We worked it out. She was Perach Shoshan, Mumu Ber Hete, Ber Gro. Daita Medina, the Begumar Shalom, Eno Sever Kirisham, disagrees with this whole thing. This is an idea which is found in the Rishonim over here. He brings the Tosis and the Rashba. Shekeinu Gamkin Das Arayved. Nimshe Yesh Lanu Gimel Rishonim Pligel Rosh. There's at least three Rishonim who argue on the Rosh. You have a Rashba, you have a Arayved, and you have a Tosis. So we have all these Rishonim not accepting this idea of when a person gets a matana, they should have a meitiv, they say shechiyanu. So we have the Rif and the Rambam also seem to sound like that. That the Baruch, they don't make anything special about it, so the Baruch is going to be shechiyanu and not have a meitiv. So the receiver is getting a physical benefit. The giver is getting a spiritual benefit. You don't get to have them on that.
What case is this we're talking about?
Talking about a case of giving a matana. We're saying the receiver makes a bracha. And so either the receiver makes a bracha shechiyanu, they have something now, or make a tevah meitiv because they're benefiting, and the giver is benefiting by giving it. So that we're moving away from and saying that seems to be that that's we're not going to say that bracha tevah meitiv. We'll stay with the shechiyanu. Fine. Over here. Okay. Let's see. Sifrov. Should we start Sifrov? What time is it? Yeah. Sifrov. Although Shadow Choshev Kokach, however, if the item which we are purchasing or receiving is not so significant, for example, going Choluk, just a shirt, or menalim, or shoes, and pillows, socks, pierce, and other mikhtanim, shekhevim, but regal, small shoes which cover the feet. Ain la bracha leim, you don't make a bracha on them. Vim hu'ani, v'simech b'hem, v'vorech, however, the person's an ani, he hasn't had a new pair of shoes in many years, and gets a new pair of shoes. V'hem it's gebaldik ha'simcha, never you would make a bracha. V'yesh ha'amim, z'adur mo'at, z'afilo ani, en v'vorech al-cholok, menalim k'taima, No, these things are not, even this person is so impoverished, but him it's very exciting. But the item itself was not kosher enough to make a brach on it.
What is
not kosher? The item. So the Dominic decided, we end up just saying tiskadish, but the full phrase, the Ramos says that tibala b'tiskadish. So what does that mean? So a person buys a new garment, we tell the person, listen, here's the deal. This garment's going to last a year or two. We would like the garment to wear out, and you should be zechut to get another one afterwards. It means you should outlive your garment. So that's basically the bracha. The garment should wear out, and you're still standing, you'll end up getting a new one, new garment. So you're looking for, when you get the garment, to say goodbye to it. That's the full phrase. Now, therefore, some say if that's the nusach of the bracha that we give it to somebody. So, Shein Lermikain al Menalim, a begotten Hanasim Erish Shal Behema, but that's could be talking about things made out of flat linen or things made out of wool. But over here, it's something made out of leather. You have to kill an animal to get it. So, saying we would like you to outwear it and buy a new one again. So, they're saying we'd like to have another animal killed for this purpose. You don't say it. You need a new act of killing the animal to be able to get the leather. Rishon's all of the animals, all of the things that he created, including the animals. So we're not excited about the fact that another animal has to be killed. So don't make a brocha. It's not such a great reason. It's very weak. But the Maisa, many people don't say Tiskadish or Tibalba Tiskadish and choose for this reason, so it became accepted in the Minigan Christ, even though the logic behind it is not really compelling. Let's see Mr. Brobe here. They're talking about kelim, items which are not chosha by people in general, so you don't make a bracha on them. But a person who's an oni would make a bracha, and there are more brothers' opinions that no, even an oni doesn't make a bracha. If the garment itself has a chashivas, in that sense, it's like similar to the Iker that I'm saying, those things which renew in the cycle. So it's not that I have the item, it's that I've been zeichet to get to this stage of the cycle again. That's Iker Broch. But this, in a certain sense, parallels that. So it's something which, because it's chashuv, you don't replace it so often. So here we have something you don't replace so often, and you reach that milestone. So that's like a shechiyana. You've come back. You've come to this time. You've come to the milestone of the time. But something which is exchanged, you might purchase new ones regularly. It's normal. So you can't say we've arrived at this time where now we're able to go get these things, because that's we always get them. Okay, the minute is to say tibal v'tischadish. I'm sorry, no, it's going back on the din of making the bracha. The Ramah says that a noni does not make a bracha on these things. They're saying you do. My prima gonna be there chaim she pasul the meister yesh dinu because I feel oni lo yivarech al kelim sheinam chashuvim keilim. He says oni should not make a bracha. Some which made of a behemoth, you don't make a say tischadish fill to me of a fill of humin acher rak shatofer betachla of eris behemoth. Even if the shoe itself is made of other materials, but if there's any leather in it, so you not make a, you not say tischadish. Okay, we'll stop here.